Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to High School Hoops. Coach Bill and I have kind of hijacked it a little bit because we're super excited that the Game Changer has decided to sponsor High School Hoops for the next couple weeks or next couple months. Oops, I don't know if I said weeks. But anyway, Coach, tell the audience a little bit about Game Changer.
Well, first off, I want to say this. We want to bring coaches the best in breed of products, and everything that we mention it's been tested by us, and I'm using Game Changer right now with my teams, and I absolutely love it. It's real-time scorekeeping and live streaming. So, for example, if you have a parent that can't make it to a game, they can tune in on the app on their phone. They can see the stats roll in. They can see their favorite players and how they're scoring. They can see the game through video. And they do a tremendous job for you as well, coaches. If you're looking for a free app to help you track stats, turnovers, assists, whatever it is, points, obviously, whatever it is you need, it's easy to do. It's a couple
free,
clicks of a button.
Free.
And parents,
it's free.
And it's free. It's free. We like free. And it just allows for you to have some data on your team. And it's any parent can sit in the stands and do the stats. It's really simple. It's literally just a click. What just happened? Oh, it was a rebound. Boom, click. Oh, it was a scoring opportunity. There was a score. Click, right? And you can do it by player. Oh, or you can go back later. This is what I love because the game's unfolding really quickly in basketball, right? You missed who scored, who did the assist. You can always go back later after you see the film and credit somebody with an assist that you might have missed. So,
all right. So go over and check it out.
/coachingyouthhoops. Again, gc.com/coachingyouthhoops.
All right, thank you.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. This time I remembered to hit recording because last week I did not.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Brain fog. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market, bar none. Mention the podcast, mention me, mention, I don't know, Wisconsin Hoops, whatever. They'll take really good care of you. Mention Coach Collins. They'll take really, really good care of you if you listen to previous ones. And then they'll give you $450 off. And we got to get on their shooting machine more. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything that you need to become a better basketball coach, bar none. It's the best. Go over and check it out. A lot of big changes coming with Teach Hoops. Like I said, we're moving from monthly, 6 month, and yearly to just monthly.
That's going to be one option with an increased price because I got to pay the programmer. And then we're also going over and dealing with my full season access, kind of the secret sauce of coaching, a little bit of everything, and then my full library. So I'm going to have two, basically you get one membership or you can get two memberships and my library. That's going to be the two options. And then eventually I'm going to move away from Teach Hoops. I just don't have enough hours in a day to answer all the calls and talk, all do all the Zooms and do everything with Teach Hoops members. So slowly over probably the next year, I'm going to move that over to full access and be able to do it with those people more. Cause I just don't feel, you know, again, maybe when I retire, I'll be able to do it for everybody. But anyway, so go over and check that out. And today we're going to talk about free throw shooting. And we were, what did I say? 6 for 18 or something last night, second half. It's crazy. So this was my idea because we lost last night by 2 and did not shoot the ball from the free throw line. Basically told the boys, I think my direct quote in the locker room was, and I was a very good free throw shooter in college, almost 90%. I can sit here, I could stand up right now and feel that distance. You know, I know what it feels like to shoot a free throw. Like, so I have made 6 out of 10 blindfolded. Just because I know the feeling. I should document that actually at some point. That would be kind of cool. I told them, I can go in and beat any of you in the gym right now with your percentage, like blindfolded, like, come on. So part of it's lack of focus. I think it's lack of routine. It's also being tired. It's some of those things. So I think one of the keys to, and maybe this falls on me, part of the free throw thing is you need reps. You need reps under duress. You need reps under the feeling of, you know, we do the free throw ladder thing, but that doesn't really put a lot, other than they're competing against their friend, it doesn't put a lot of pressure on them. I think, especially once we get healthy after the first of the year, we're going to have to do some, stuff more under duress, as far as free throw reps and free throw, you know, game-like situational stuff. I think that's important. What's your thoughts, Coach?
My first question is, how many free throws do you think your players do in the course of a day?
Practice? 30 to 40.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
You would think that they would be...
You would think.
Okay.
Yep, you would think. And again, I think, and part of it, I'll take part of the blame. Maybe they were tired in the second half. I was playing, okay. You know... Like I was telling you, we're pretty banged up. People were going in and out of the game hurt. It's like illness. It's like some of that, if you're not like laser focused, that can affect it.
I'm so sorry to interrupt the podcast, but this is going to be worth it. Trust me, it is going to be worth it. This podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. And I know, Coach, you love Game Changer, don't you?
I do. I started using the Game Changers basketball app to track stats in my middle school games. And no pun intended, but it's been a true game changer. It's helped me know what we're missing out on, you know, or know what our weaknesses are. If it's turnovers one game, free throws the next, it can all be tracked in the app. And the first
free.
Time I used
free app.
Free app for iOS or Android. The first time I used it, my players were blown away because right after the game, I told them how many points, how many turnovers, there wasn't a delay, right? It was right there on the app. Super simple to use, just a couple clicks of a button. You're tracking points, you're tracking turnovers. You upload all your player numbers and the future is going to be bright too. You know, let me tell you why.
And the parent doesn't know everything. They can actually do this. It's a pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. They don't need to know anything. That's right. What I was worried about, that they're going to be. I mean, they know what a bucket is. They know what, you know,
free throw.
Sometimes it comes, you know, some questions around assists or whatever. Right. But, you know, we work it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. But what I'm really looking forward to as an ex-high school coach is the ability to do all the stats using AI, and that's coming very soon with the app because they have video, right? So you're shooting video.
It's free video that grandma in Wyoming can watch, right? Like live stream it. Yes.
Yeah. So grandma can live stream it. But what they're doing with the video is they're going to be able to track stats using just using AI. So it's going to be pretty amazing. So jump on it right now. You can easily find it at gc.com. That's greatcollins.com. So
climate,
there we go. Collins, so let's do that one more time. G as in great, C as in collins.com. And look for the basketball app under sports. Like I said, it's free. And if you're looking just to improve practices, improve your players, it's a great way to keep individual stats as well as team stats super easy to use.
GC.com. And it's free.
And it's free.
Yes. So
I would say what we're shooting way better than I thought we would this year. And it was obviously a point of emphasis when I got the job this year, because I knew that that was going to be something that we needed to be good at to win games.
Yeah.
We had right now we're actually having really good job of having balanced scoring, but we had to find ways that I was concerned about scoring. So what can I do? Get to the free throw line. I know I can grind around the basket. I know we can get free throws. We got to make them. And I think early in the season, we just start tracking them and then holding them accountable. And then I thought my assistant did a really good job this year, just kind of walking around every kid on the team and just helping them with mechanics over and over every single day and being intentional. So that what thing happens is I think we could practice free throws all day, but unless we do them in the right manner and we get them in a routine, it really doesn't make any difference. Right. And I think, so I think one of the key things of good free throw shootings is really helping players help self-correct, be confident, you know, the mental thing. I always ask kids, even when I'm in a youth clinic or when I'm at a youth practice, I said, when you shoot the ball, what are you thinking? What do you mean? What am I thinking? Are you telling yourself it's going in?
Right. Visualizing it? Yeah, that's a good thing too. I got to talk to my guys about that. I don't think they're visualizing
it. I would just say, I think it's almost like a culture of rebounding. Like you have to be, create a culture of like Zen and efficiency. And once they start to get it, it's really fun to watch how, I don't know, maybe it's just I have just some really kids this year that are just super laser focused and they've worked a little bit on getting better at their mechanics and knocking down. But I think, again, it's what we talked about last week. You are what you emphasize, right? So if free throw shooting is going to be big and an emphasis for the year because you know you need to work on it, then you got to be strategic about how you approach it. You know, the ladder is good and everything, but the ladder is only good if you're working with the kids that aren't really getting the good ladder, right? Or kids that are going to be in the game. And you got to also know who are you going to be your good free throw shooters at the end of the game, how you're going to run your press break, right? Or how you alter your press break at the end of the game. You want that player or the other player getting the ball in so they're the one getting fouled so they can make the bonus free throws so you can solidify the game. So I don't know. I would say we take about 20 free throws of practice. I would say earlier on in the season, we were doing 25 to 30.
If you're shooting it well, you don't need to shoot more.
But I keep doing it. I don't want to get away from it. Right. Yeah. I want to keep it. That's another thing too, is that even when things are going good, don't go away from it. Right.
Right.
That's a common misconception. I'll tell you right now, there's a couple things on my list I know we haven't touched in a while. And I'm like, if we get hit on this, we better touch it now, you know?
Right.
So if you're good at it, make sure you're continually to be good at it. Because sometimes you lose that focus and then, that's a quick fix. One day it's going to fix it all. If you just keep doing it consistently all the time, I think it's better that way.
I do too. I agree. Anything else with free throws, coach?
You got to have good form.
And you got a routine. I mean, that's a given. Something that you are, I think this was a quote from me last night after the game. It is the easiest shot in basketball.
I think that book that you recommended years ago, 5 years ago, was like a free show shooting
book. Yeah,
good one.
Yeah, I gotta find that. Maybe I can get that to some of my players too.
That's a good book.
That is a good book. I know.
But again,
about.
It's all about free throw is just learning how to self-correct your shot too, right? If it goes right or left, your alignment's off, right? If you're missing short or long, you might be not holding your follow through correctly. You actually got to teach them how to self-correct and understand them what they're doing.
Yes. I think that's an undertaught skill, actually.
Absolutely.
I don't think people
a lot of times you just use free throw shooting as a break within your practice. It's got to be like almost a mental focus in back and use that free throw time to focus, like go get a drink of water. All right. And then get to free throws and get into another drill. I think sometimes like, oh, just go shoot 50 free throws. Like, no, I don't like that either. I don't know something about five. Cause then I could, you know, I tell my team 3 to 4 every time, 3 to 4 every time,
yep.
3 to 4 every time, 3 to 4 every time.
Well, I told you we missed all our front ends yesterday.
Right.
It was like, well, maybe we should just shoot front ends. a bonus. And again, I know there's people that are listening to this have gone to the new rule that aren't shooting those anymore. They have basically gone away.
Yeah, but in our state of Wisconsin, the 1-1 is huge.
Yeah.
Because it's an empty possession. You've lost, not an opportunity to score, but you lose it.
You lose it. It's gone. I know.
And when you have a 1-1 and you miss.
What do you think is going to happen in the state? I think we're going to quarters next year.
I think we're going to go back to quarters.
I do too. I don't know if I dislike that.
I like it. We can talk about this later, but one thing that I like in the girls game, we have a shortage of players. And so if we want to use players instead of having a 3-half rule, I'd like to see them adjust it where we could use multiple quarters. So like, let's say yesterday we got in foul trouble and I had a girl play 2 halves on JV and she's kind of a bubble player, sophomore kid where she might play a minute or two on the varsity, but I'm not going to take away from her getting quality minutes on the JV. And so, she played early in the first half and I probably could have used her in the second half, but with the half rules, it makes it harder when then you have quarters.
You could be
far more strategic, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So that's the one thing I like about that is that you can be able to really utilize and give those quality opportunities for players that maybe are developing that are maybe a strong JV player, but you want to use them a little bit in the varsity game, but not just for like one moment, but you could stretch it out in 1 or 2 moments or three moments, you know, if you have quarters.
If you have quarters.
That's for me, I think
we're going to go to 9-minute quarters.
Really?
I do. I think because there's no rule about how long the quarters can be. I think we're going to go to 9-minute quarters. I just want the break between quarters. That's what I want. Because then I can rest people. There's some strategic things you can do there with resting before quarters, resting after quarters. It's just such a long stretch.
It is. And you could develop a rotation.
Yeah.
And I just think it gives you a natural pause.
And the thing is, halves, you got to be deeper unless you're really good.
And I also think it's harder to manage timeouts.
It is. I agree.
I would say that like it is hard sometimes. You're in that first half and things are, and then you've already called a timeout and you don't get another natural pause. So
I agree. Okay. Anything
sometimes
else, coach?
You just try to like, if it's like a 4, 5, 6 point game, instead of calling that timeout, you know that quarter's going to end. You can adjust.
You wait. Okay. Well, that's a whole, write that down. We can do a podcast on quarters and halves. Okay. All right. Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.